You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison has slammed the country's heroes of hindsight, defending his government's COVID-19 vaccine procurement and rollout. Mr. Morrison says it's much easier to know what to do when the pressure has passed.
And so I think there are a lot of heroes of hindsight at the moment out there. But when you actually look at the achievements of the program and the challenges that we faced and how we've overcome them, and where we are now, and where, more importantly, we're getting to. At that time last year, there were many different vaccine options, and none of them had any guarantee of certainty. And anyone who today wants to pretend that back then that certainty existed, well, that just simply would not be realistic.
Freedom of information documents obtained by Labor MP Jed Carney appeared to show emails from Pfizer representatives requesting a meeting with the government about vaccine supply in June 2020. Revelations followed that Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt didn't take up the opportunity. Mr. Morrison says Australia's low death rate meant we weren't the world's top priority.
On the issue of our engagement with Pfizer, yes, those engagements had started before then. Those discussions were already underway, but it was very clear from those discussions that the focus was not on Australia. The focus was on where people were dying in their thousands, tens of thousands, in the Northern Hemisphere. And it was very clear to us that what we would have to do is ensure that we had a home manufactured vaccine. And so we were applying our efforts to ensure that we had the sovereign capability to produce vaccines here in Australia. And so we went to the arrangements that we entered into with AstraZeneca to make it here in Australia.
He says Australia's steady supply of AstraZeneca is what will help get vaccination rates over the line.
Well over 10 million of those vaccines have now been administered here in Australia. Had we not done that, then you would have seen the vaccination rates in Australia half what they are today. And you would have seen those, particularly elderly Australians, not as protected as they have been, as particularly if we've gone into this latest waves of the Delta strain of the virus.
When Australia finally cut a deal with the manufacturer, it was a fortnight after the United States and the United Kingdom had secured their doses. The opposition claims it's a delay that cost Australians half a year of normality, with most states and territories plunged into lockdown during 2021. 40% of Australia's population has now received both doses of a COVID-19 vaccine. The Prime Minister himself saying the bulk of those vaccinations took place only in the last couple of months. Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese says we could have done it last year.
And what we have here in black and white is emails from the company to the Australian government last June requesting a meeting with the health minister, and they didn't get it. The emails explicitly say that millions of vaccines would be available in 2020, and we didn't get them. They said explicitly that other countries were moving quickly and we stayed still. As a result, we're in lockdown today.
Peppered with questions about the Pfizer fight, the Prime Minister was pressed about what efforts he went to get more doses.
Oh, every effort that we could. No, I've answered the question. I'll simply say this. It was one of many engagements that we're having with vaccine companies around the world, and they were happening with Pfizer at the time. To suggest that they weren't would be false.
Deputy Federal Chief Health Officer Professor Michael Kidd has also defended the government, saying they've done what they can.
What I will say is that the Australian government has worked very hard to ensure that the people of this country are protected through vaccination, are protected against COVID-19. At the same time, of course, we've had the Pfizer vaccine coming into Australia in increasing numbers, and just this over the last past month, we've had extra doses which have been secured from the governments of Poland, Singapore, and now 4 million extra doses from the government of the United Kingdom in vaccine exchange arrangements. And from later in September, we're expecting our first imports of the Moderna vaccine. So this will be the third vaccine which we'll have available to protect the people of Australia.
He's urging Australians not to worry about brand names and take whichever shot is first available to them.
And my message to everybody is please don't hesitate in getting vaccinated. Get vaccinated right now.
Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.